Thank you very much for suggesting this, Diane Andy. I've called my talk Green Tara, My Friend. And I thought I'd begin in the same way that others have begun, by talking about how I met her. Yeah. So how it all began, where we met. So what struck me when I first came in contact with Green Tara, which was through a rupa that I was given by my son and my ex-husband. I didn't even know who she was, but they gave me this rupa as a present. And then I read a little bit about her, and what really struck me in the first instance was, oh, she's a woman. Yeah, I like that. That she's perpetually beautiful and perpetually responsive without moving. And then I discovered that she was fearless without anger or aggression. So she wasn't fearless and fighting. She was fearless and responsive. She was calm and extremely untroubled. And I can't read some of my writing. and that she was an antidote, really, to my life and fear, which at the time I came to the Dharma through being severely anxious and being on medication for anxiety. Yeah. So then I just carried on gently exploring that relationship without making a big thing about it. I didn't really understand what it meant at all. And then I found myself at Te Ratnaloka on the Mythic Context Retreat. And in those days, we were invited to do a little show, a little sharing with everybody else about something mythic in our lives. And there was a very tall standing Tara Rupa at Te Ratnaloka. Is it still there? Anyway, it's still there. And I was very moved by that. And I wanted to move towards her. And I was very fascinated by this rupa. So she was standing there looking absolutely gorgeous and then doing this. And I was very moved by that. And I realised that I could lay down my burdens at her feet. They were the words, actually. I could lay down my burdens at her feet. And in fact, I read this poem by Ryokan when I did my little piece, which was, so the rain has stopped, the clouds have drifted away, and the weather is clear again. If your heart is pure, then all things in your world are pure. Abandon this fleeting world, abandon yourself, and then the moon and the flowers will guide you along the way. And somehow, Green Tara was speaking that to me. And I realised I didn't have to do it all by myself. And my friends will know that that's something I've had to work hard with for many years. And at that point, I realised that actually I could perhaps get to know this being better. And so what do we do when we decide we want to build a friendship with somebody? And of course, I wasn't thinking friendship then, but I was thinking, how could I get to know this person better? And what we do is we seek them out and we move towards. We hang out with them and we become a friend. Yeah, we act like Banti said, if we want someone to be our friend, then we be a friend to them. So that's what I did. So I chanted her mantra lots. I collected pictures of her. I've got tens and tens of pictures of Green Taras. In my house in Lancaster, I used to have my fireplace used to be covered, the whole wall, in pictures of Green Tara. And I used to write out verses about her, and I used to also create images and then just invite myself, if you like, to spend time in her presence. It is, of course, helped by the fact that there's so much green about. Well, there isn't when you look out of there, but out there in nature, there's green everywhere, and that really helps. And I created, I made over a course of a year, a book, a Green Tara book, which you can come and have a look at, which is all images and things I've made and beautiful songs about her, and also a poem that I wrote to her, which had a piece of paper in it, but it's not that bit of paper, no. So I wrote out verses from the 21 Taras, and then on my ordination retreat, which I took this with me, I wrote a poem to her, and I will find it. Here we are. This is what I wrote to her on my ordination retreat, which I, when I think back to it, it's about, actually I had by this time made a connection with her. Lady of the forest glade, I hear your call, beckoning me to your refreshing stream. May I stand naked without defences under the waterfall of your compassion. May I let go into the healing powers of your ancient trees. May I sleep in the comfort of all your embracing arms on a bed of greenest moss, so that refreshed I can share your medicine of old to heal the world. Il Convento, 2000. So having said all of that, yeah, that's what I did. I really set out on this journey to get to know this being through being in her presence. And when I got my letter inviting me to be ordained, it was assumed by everybody that I would take the Green Tara Sadhana. Quite right. In fact, people gave me so many green presents, it's untrue. So I got a green toilet bag, green soap, a piece of green stone to take with me, a green wrist mala, yeah? And my preceptor had already decided that my name would have Tara in it. Like, I didn't know that, but, you know, poor woman. Because actually I decided in my willfulness that there's no way I was going to do that, that I was going to choose who I had as my sadhana. So even the day before my private ordination, I wasn't decided whether it was Green Tara or Padmasambhava. So I asked the refuge tree who it was going to be, and the refuge tree turned into a giant green Tara. And it really did feel like she, from the very beginning, she came and got me. And I just had to turn towards her and open myself up to her and what she was trying to say or communicate. And in my ordination, in the private ordination ceremony, when Anoma, my private preceptor, introduced me to her, I saw her face appeared before me, and her eyes saw into my heart. And that's never gone away, ever. Never. I can always call her to mind and see her face and see her looking into my heart. So, in what way is she a friend then? What way is she a friend? So I think some of the qualities are that there's a sense of constancy. She's always there. And I is helped by all the greenness in the world. So a couple of years ago, Diane, Andy and I did an order weekend and I gave a talk on Green Tara, Where Are You Now? Because I was feeling a bit bad because I didn't do my full visualisation every day. So I wondered where she'd gone. But actually, when I asked, she was there all the time. And she was there in the colour of a traffic light. And actually, that's light. She's made of light. And that colour in the traffic light is the same colour. And she's there in a BP sign. I don't know if you've ever noticed how green a BP sign is. It's incredibly green. She's there in grass. She's there in leaves. Yeah. And one of the qualities of friendship is fidelity. She shows up without doubt. However, if I'm calm and inspired, If I'm irritated, I can be pretty irritated. If I'm full of craving, yeah. And if I'm fearful, she is there. She never wavers, never ever. She's always there. Her smile is in my heart. Her face brings me peace. And if I chant the mantra, her mantra, it's like sending her a text because she shows up. And the other thing, of course, about mantra is that when you're chanting a mantra, you can't think about anything else because your head's full of mantra. And that's really helpful if you're an anxious, overthinking person. Yeah? So it is. It's so like sending a text, help, with a little cross, yeah? Because she always turns up. Yeah? So as I said, I am very lucky that she's green because she is everywhere. She is in trees and woods and grass and green hills and moss. And in those really old woods where there's moss on everything, lichen on the trees and tiny streams going round rocks. Do you know the sort of things I mean? Well, she just, for me, that really moves my heart deeply. Yeah. And it's one of the challenges of living in Manchester. But I'm now living in a flat surrounded by trees, which is fantastic. Yeah. And the other thing I've realised is these days the bond has really deepened. So she's so close. She's so close that I don't know where she is. Yeah? Yeah, sometimes. I sometimes, because I was trained as a scientist, you know. So is this just a bit of a daydream? Am I fantasising here? What's going on? And actually, it's rubbish. She is just very present. She's here. She's very, very close. Yeah. But what I don't want to do is give the impression that she's here on my level. I don't want to diminish her and either think of her as a fantasy or think of her as just another friend, because that's not the case. So what makes her not just another friend, although that sounds awful to any of my lovely dear friends in the room, is that she's actually on another realm. And she's utterly reliable. So she doesn't have, of course, those natural human tendencies to sometimes not be able to come up with the goods, yeah, not be able to meet your needs. She always meets my needs, yeah, if I let her. She's always constant and she's always beautiful. So she's only 16, but she's been 16 for tens of thousands of years. Because she has the mind, the youthful, open, receptive mind of a 16-year-old, ever flexible, ever moving, yeah? So all the best qualities of a 16-year-old mind. Just make sure you've got that, yeah? Yeah. And she always knows how to respond, because, and some of you have heard me say this before, she never, ever falls off her lotus by doing too much. Ever. I don't know how you do that. I'm still looking for the pith teaching. So she constantly inspires. So this year has been a very particular year for me. Some of you will know that I had the good fortune to live at Adistana for 5 months. Because I was facilitating the Young Women's Dharma Life course, which was an absolute privilege. So 9 women from all over the world having an experience of living an intense Dharma life and getting teachings every day from experts in their field. Yeah, like Vidyamala came and did a week on Satipatthana. And that meant that I was living in the middle of the stunning countryside, with no noise, with green absolutely everywhere. It was her realm, really. It really was like a Tara realm. It was like the Potala, which is said to be like a tropical forest full of beautiful birds and song. And she was Bhante's first sadhana too. So she was the first Bodhisattva that Bhante ever meditated upon. So he was given that practice by Chechil Samyang Samye Dorje. That was his name, is Sam. And he gave that sadhana to Banti. Banti gave it to a Nomar, and a Nomar gave it to me. So I, as far as I'm concerned, I've got a direct lineage. Yeah, direct lineage. It's great. And I really enjoy that. I resonate with it. And there, Banti is buried there at Adistan. I could see his burial mound from my bedroom window. And my bedroom was above the shrine room. And so I was able to meditate much more, you know, every day, most days, nearly every day, for longer than I often manage when I'm at home. And I really got into calling on her. And it was so easy to call on her because it felt like she was just outside the window. And I could feel her presence, see her face. In fact, it felt like grace waves of her. Her grace waves were just filling my being. And Adistana means grace. Yeah. So it was as if these waves of grace were just arriving every day. And landing, flooding, actually, into my heart. And actually, it hasn't gone away. It's amazing. I keep doubting and thinking it'll go away. But this morning, I did only had a few minutes to call on her before coming. And it was there again. My mind, my heart, my being just filled with her grace, which just makes me smile. Yeah. And I don't really understand, but it's very moving and beautiful. It lifts my whole being, yeah. And the whole experience of being at Adistana and having an opportunity to practice so intensely and in such a focused way in the midst of beauty has really done something for my practice. It's deepened my confidence in the three jewels. It's actually deepened my confidence in myself as a practitioner. And it's deepened my knowing that Green Tara is my friend. So that'll do.